the intention now behind the group discussion. There's going to be brothers that are going to help us, but also for the young ones, young brothers, if you have a question or if you have a comment that you desire to participate, please, before the Lord, by the help of the Spirit of God, do so. And now the brethren will bring us into the group discussion, and this time will go up to 12 o'clock.
I hope as you were listening to what was said, that you would just kind of lose sight of everyone around you and let the Spirit of God talk to your heart. I don't know when you will ever again, if we are left here in the scene, hear what the Word of God is warning us. I want you to kind of close your mind a little bit from all of the distraction that was going on yesterday, this morning, around you, thinking of what you're going to do this afternoon or what you're going to do tonight. Just like let that go for a little bit. And in the presence of the Lord, let's just consider how serious this matter of leprosy. I think as it was said, it's in the midst of the book of Leviticus. It is in the midst of the book that is saying, you people are my people, and you have the privilege to approach me, but you have a problem. And I want us to look at it this now as not for the unbeliever. I want to talk about us believers now that have in that heart, that has in that heart. And the moment you let that hand go in there and act out, that's why the hands act out full of leprosy, because it is coming from there. Look at verse 1, and just I want to open it for discussion. Chapter 13 and verse 1. And I want you to underline in your Bible the three things thus far, the three things that will tell that there is something going on. Chapter 13 of Leviticus and verse 1. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, saying, now who is speaking? The Lord. Now this is the voice of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. I want you to underline that. When a man shall have in the skin of his flesh, underline the first one, rising, underline number two, scab, underline number three, a bright spot. Let's just get some help there. What are these things? What is arising? It was touched on. What is the scab and what is the bright spot? What is actually happening here? And what is the Lord saying about these things? Not what the man who have them is saying about them, or even what the priest is saying. What is the Lord saying about these three things that are very obvious in the skin? They don't look anything big. It's just a little something on your skin. Little spot here. Maybe you could get some help in that.